The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We got some phone calls to get to. The Lions are jacked on a Friday. Look at that. The Lions, people want it. They got questions for us. They got comments for us.
Like they're supposed to.
Remember, Bill, I can handle the tough
all
stuff.
All the stuff is technical.
Yeah, the technical. If someone's got a question about too deep coverage. Or whatever.
That's your expertise right there. That's where
you're I know that's a little tricky for you. But I guide you through it.
He can give you lessons.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. If they ask about what you do, like that. Against 12
personnel, like that P and 10. What's P and 10 mean?
Possession and 10.
Yes, there you go.
Paid attention. Nice. That's good. That's good. It's a good start.
Yeah, you want to quiz me on something else, there, Coach?
Football trivia time.
You want to get into that?
Yeah. Tampa 2. Tell me what the Mike linebacker's doing.
They're deep.
That's it. That's not it. Wrong. You're wrong.
He's got a wide area to cover.
It's a lot of cover right there. But let's go back to the phone line.
Okay. Well, you know what? You issued a challenge on Tuesday when you were here, Bill, with Vince in Napa, California, who is a frequent caller to the show. You know, he's called for a long time, so we appreciate Vince in that regard. You offered him a challenge to say, give us something different, a different tag out, different shtick.
He had like a three-thing rotation, and it had to be addressed. Okay. Sometimes you have to have the hard question, and it had to be addressed.
Well, let's go to the phone line. We got Vince in Napa, California. Vince, good morning. You're on early break. Go ahead, man.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great, Vince.
Vincent.
Yes, indeed. Actually, it's a four-thing rotation, but I'm going to add number five, Coach Bush.
Outstanding.
It's one that you haven't seen. You haven't seen it on film yet.
Awesome, you know, right? But, sometimes those things are shockers for you. Sometimes too. Also, that gets said on headsets several times. They'll be like, all of a sudden, "Oh, we've never seen that before. That's something new," like that. So this is our chance, like that.
That's right. Well, let's see. Well, now my other two ones that I go to regularly. The other one is, you either feel pressure or you apply pressure.
Yeah.
And another one that I like is, and this is mainly to address opponents before the game, I just say, you know what? If we can't get it on, we might as well get it on. Right.
Solid. Very solid.
Solid.
Just a couple of, a couple of comments. First of all, Sip, we're talking about Dylan Raiola, being back on Nebraska's radar. And then, of course, how we, were able to get Malachi Coleman back. And I think those two things, just when it looked like, okay, we had players on our radar, it looked like we lost them, now they're back. I mean, I think that's a good reflection. I think that's a good reflection on the new staff, because they've been able to lure players back. And but also, you were talking about, and Coach Bush, you were talking about this, is that, certainly you're talking about, it's not just a matter of, what skills a guy brings, but also, the intangibles. And it's something that, it's not necessarily easy to measure, but are they easy guys to follow? And, Coach, you were also talking earlier this week about how, the guys in the locker room, they're not a down group, and that was reflective of the Iowa game. And I would add to this, I would say the downtrodden part is probably more reflective of how the fans feel than rather than how the guys in the locker room feel. But you know what, though, fellas?
What?
You know what, though, fellas?
What?
Here we go.
We've had a lot of tough, a lot of one-possession losses. So this next one I'm going to bring out is kind of reflective of us finishing games. You know what it is, though, fellas? When we play 13 games this year, and I'm going to keep speaking it into existence, whether people like it or not. Whether people like it or not, I'm going to speak it into existence. Every team we play, you know what I want us to do? First of all, I want us to fight until hell freezes over, and then fight them on the ice. Let's go!
I'm not sure what he said at the end there.
We kind of blanked out. I think he kind of blanked out.
I think
we may have lost him.
Vince, are you okay?
Are you okay, Vince? Are you okay? Someone needs oxygen there. We need something. Until hell freezes over.
And then after that, I don't know what he said after that.
464-5685. What did Vince say after we're going to fight him till hell freezes over?
We got that part. And then after that, it was something I don't know if any of us made out at all.
Thank you, Vince.
Nice energy, though, like that. And also, I think the rest helped. The 3-day rest like that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, set that. We'll see you next Thursday, Vince.
Yes, he's coachable.
Next Thursday. You don't have to have anything new, but just next Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Vince. Interesting. Yeah, if you just want to text me personally and tell me what you said. Okay.
Derek's here.
Tell me what you said, Vincent, after we're going to fight until hell freezes over.
We got that
There's
part.
There's something after that that was indiscernible. Yeah.
It really was.
It was indiscernible.
It's a nice word. That's a big word.
It is.
Someone had their thesaurus out today.
Did some dictionary. Did a dictionary.
What's my area of expertise?
Everything. Right now. Everything.
Okay, we got another phone call. Should we get to it?
Sure.
Why not? Corey's on line one. Corey, you're on early break. Go ahead.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Sip, your area of expertise is definitely not custard, I'll tell you that.
Oh, why do you say that? Why do you say that, Corey?
Well, because your donut was almost certainly filled with custard.
Why?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
It was custard.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Like it's supposed to be.
Yeah. No, Corey. It was just pudding, like you would get pudding at the store.
That's a custard for a donut.
Did it specifically say pudding?
Well, donut doesn't say anything.
No one's ever said, give me a pudding-filled donut. That's never happened in the history of donuts.
Yeah. I mean, if you get a filled donut, it's always custard in it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jelly.
It's essentially pudding.
I'm right on this. Just end it. Just end it. I win on this one.
Right, next time you send Coach Bush a one word status report, instead of saying grinding, just send pudding.
That's good. That's good right there.
Thank you, Corey.
It falls right there with Minnesota.
It's a good idea, Corey.
I saw something interesting last week from Bruce Feldman that said he did a piece for The Athletic. He looked at the All-Pros for the NFL. I don't know if it was just this year, if he went back a few years, but the average star ranking out of high school for the defensive side of the ball was 4.5 stars. And the average ranking for the offensive side of the ball was 2.5 stars, which is crazy, that disparity. But I guess the main question I had for Coach Bush was, how often have you evaluated guys and, you know, maybe you thought they just weren't, frankly, good enough, or they weren't a fit for whatever team you were with at the time, and then you come to see later that they turn out to be like a four-star player. And I guess just your comment on recruiting rankings in general, like how do you see them and how often do you find them just be wildly off from your own experience with a player? And thanks for taking my call and have a great weekend, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Corey. Thanks for calling in. You know, there's always going to be, you know, the ups and downs and the misses. Generally, the misses that I've felt are, it's generally not, okay, he's a four-star, five-star, whatever. You're heavily recruiting him. Generally, they've passed most of the eye test and number test. It's never really a time where it's like, well, we took someone, he was a six-foot offensive tackle. Generally, they pass all those. It generally always comes down to the errors are going to be on competitive spirit.
Okay.
And that's actually truly loving football, which means you, in football, you have to love practice a lot. Basketball, you play 40-some games. All of a sudden, you're playing all the time. You're playing a couple times a week. Then you have a walkthrough. You're going. There's games going. Football's not like that. When you get down and break the whole thing down with the amount of live time that you play and the amount of you put in for the amount of time when the ball's actually snapped and it's a live play.
God.
They're only like, you know, plays are 4 to 6 seconds long.
Man, you put in a lot of work.
You put in so much time. So do you have the people that enjoy that part of it, that really like preparation, all the little things with it, how hard they compete, how much they love practice. And then there's always this other thing too is with processing ability. And so that's why when you're doing anything defensively, when you're evaluating people, there's nothing worse than running around cones or anything of that nature. You want to see how they respond
to
off
what?
Of a cue, a visual cue that means. So all of a sudden like that, just a ball, boom, I move that, boom, they can move at the same time as you. They can process that really fast, and they're not slow blinkers. And so, that has nothing to do with intelligence. Some people can just process at a ridiculous rate. Running backs that never miss a cut, you know, like a Barry Sanders would process at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah.
So that's usually where the errors are in processing and competitive spirit.
How do you measure competitive spirit?
A couple things would be first would be multiple sports.
So
it's like you see the guys that the guys are really, really good players like that. I guarantee if you take the tight ends, Kelsey and those guys, I really doubt they played one sport. I bet they football plays, they take their stuff off, they go into the basketball court and wherever wrestling, and they're also the best at that. And they go to track, and guess what? They compete. They may not win all the events, but they also know that they're with where they're at. So the multiple sport thing means they really, really like to get out there. And then you look at also – you know, singular ones also, you know, stand out to me, which would be wrestling. It's like, dude, this is you and me.
Yeah.
There's no other like, no. Well, you know, Tony.
Mono y mono,
yeah,
baby.
So when you go out there in that sport, that's a grown man sport. So that's what I'd look for in the competitive spirit. How much do they like to compete every day? The ones that drive you nuts are like, you know, you go to basketball. Nah, I'm just going to train with my trainer. Gonna go, and I'm like, oh, that's not good.
That's red flag.
Yeah,
red
you,
flag.
You said the Urban Meyer on that staff, they would look at rivalry games,
how they play in big games.
Put the rivalry game on.
It could be a basketball game too. Go watch them play basketball. Go watch them play like that. If it's wrestling, you know, how is he in the state tournament? How is he in the semifinals and finals? Or how was he in this? Or how was he when he had to play go wrestle a guy that was like 1-22?
Right.
Oh man, he just pinned him in 9 seconds. Who cares?
That's what I wondered on the rivalry game. You'd almost want to balance, see how he is in games where they're heavily favored. You know,
yeah,
how
that person is. There's some things to it.
I could coach. You know that.
Got to get him on the sidelines here.
Jump on in like that. That's reality TV at the finest. Stuff plays out. Talk about watching The Bachelor. Try watching. Be a college football coach.
We'll get Vince. Vince did.
He responded.
He did
back.
Text.
Yeah.
So on the other end, we'll get what Vince said after hell freezes over.
And Ricky, if you want to call back in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll take a call then. We're just behind time. Derek Bombeck is next from Visit Lincoln and Song of the Day, an early break in the Ticket.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.